Matthew 6:10, that spirit is so prevalent right now. The spirit of Jezebel, que el Señor la reprenda, diabla mala. Revelation 2:20, the spirit of the Antichrist. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. And let me repeat what I was with you last time. I'm going to double down on it. I don't care. Here it is. I don't care what you see on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Don't believe the lie. The most powerful spirit on the planet is not Jezebel, Discord, the Antichrist, anti-love, or anti-truth. The most powerful spirit on the planet is still the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. I need you to shout like you have that spirit. Somebody praise like you have that spirit. Somebody worship like you have that spirit. Somebody pray like you have that spirit. Somebody preach like you have that spirit. Live like you have that spirit. Give like you have that spirit. All the Holy Spirit people, raise your hand. Every single person here who has the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 8:11, raise both hands. What do we need more than ever before? The Holy Spirit. If you want to live out the purpose of God, you need the Holy Spirit. If you want to receive the promises of God, you need the Holy Spirit. You want to experience the provision of God, you need the Holy Spirit. You want to build a firewall against your past, you need the Holy Spirit. If you want to guarantee your future, you need the Holy Spirit. When you receive the breath of Jesus, when you receive the Holy Spirit, when his exhale becomes your inhale, he does not temporarily occupy your space. He permanently fills your life. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells inside of you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. You're not just a human being. You're a spiritual being. You do not only occupy space. Listen, you house divinity. I wish you would understand this. The most important thing about you is not that you're black or white or Latino or Asian. It's not about you being Lakers or Clippers, Dodgers or Angels. It's not about Starbucks or Pete's Coffee. It's not about any of that. Whether or not you're with Will Smith or Chris Rock, Amber Heard or Johnny Depp. No, the most powerful thing about you is, guess what? Look at your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, I don't know if you know, I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anything. I am the temple of the Spirit of the living God. This is why your destiny is not based on what's in front of you. Your destiny is based on who's inside of you. You are not holy based on what you do. You are holy based on who you house. So all the Holy Spirit people, raise your hand. When I say there's greatness inside of you, I'm not engaging in prophetic hyperbole. I'm speaking biblical truth. When the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, there's royalty inside of you. There's creative genius inside of you. There's ingenuity inside of you. There's innovation inside of you. That's why I believe Holy Spirit people should be the most productive people on the planet. God bless Elon Musk doing great things. God bless Mark Zuckerberg. You're about to see Holy Spirit feel people just change the world. We are about to change the world with the power of God. We are about to flip the script with the power of God. Raise your hands. There's love inside of you, joy inside of you, peace inside of you, patience, meekness, goodness, gentleness, temperance, mercy, faith. There's beauty inside of you. Oh, that's why the enemy hates you, because you're filled with the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God fills you, in the old covenant, when the Spirit of God would fill anything, what would happen, especially temples and buildings and arks and tents, The Bible says that no one could go in. The moment the Spirit of God fills, you don't have access. The enemy doesn't have access. Nothing. I decree and declare from this moment on, you will not be filled with fear, failure, or flesh. You and your house will be filled with the Spirit of the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:19, don't you realize your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? Your temple is not the temple of pain. Your temple is not the temple of failure or defeat or sin, but the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's presence limits access, and God protects whatever His Spirit inhabits. With your hands raised, let me declare. So if you want to stop hell from having access to your dreams, your vision, your finances, your health, your children, your family, your ministry, be filled. When God fills it, hell cannot touch it. When God fills it, hell cannot touch it. So let me declare that every, I sense the Lord, every hostile, adversarial, opposing, contrary, sinful, discouraging action, words, deeds, thoughts, people, relationships, and spiritual powers that had access to you and your family, your shalom will never have access again. Somebody shout, never again. High five your neighbor, tell them, never again, never again, never again. As for me and my house, we are filled with the Spirit of the living God. Never again, never again, never again, never again, never again. Let me land this, let me land this. Be filled with the breath of God. Be filled with the freedom of God. Somebody say freedom. When His exhale becomes your inhale, when His breath becomes your oxygen, when His Spirit becomes your life, you live free. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever that Spirit is present, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Freedom is power. I said freedom is power. 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 Freedom in faith. Freedom in faith destroy fear. Freedom has no lids. Holy Spirit filled people are free, and free people, free people. You can't be in bondage and free someone else. Oh, but he who the Son sets free is free indeed. The most powerful human on the planet is not the one with fame or fortune, armies or followers. The most powerful person on the planet is the one set free by the Spirit of the living God. Free people can do what others cannot. It was a free man who approached Pharaoh in Egypt and said, let my people go. It was a free man who stepped into the promised land and declared, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. It was a free man who stared down a giant called Goliath and said, you come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. It was a free man who prayed down fire from heaven and then shouted, get ready, here comes the rain. We don't discriminate here. It was a free woman who said, your people will be my people and your God will be my God. It was a free woman who said, if I touch the hem of His garment, I will be healed. Free people changed the world. So let me ask, coming out of COVID, a cuckoo for Cocoa Puff season, the world seems to still be spiraling downwards. I need to ask right now, are there any free people in the house in this place? Let me ask one more time, are there any free people in the house? I need you to praise like you're free, worship like you're free, shout like you're free, rejoice like you're free. Be filled. Somebody say, be filled. Final point, stand with me. Oh, you are standing. We're done. Stand with me. Be filled. Be filled with God's breath. Be filled with God's freedom. Be filled with God suddenly. Let me just make it legal. Here it is. Suddenly. Suddenly they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. Suddenly, it says, growing up in church, I really truly believe there was a dichotomy, two lines. For whatever reason, you would think, if you heard, beautiful people, great intention, but they lacked a substantial biblical undergirding that was just valid to scripture as it pertains to a continuum that needs to be discussed. You would assume that there are people that in life have to wait for everything. And then all of a sudden, these favored people, they experience suddenly. And you would think there are two lines, the line for people that have to wait, and then the line, and then there's like this favored group that gets suddenly. Then we did a deep dive in the Word of God. Do your biblical due diligence from Genesis to Revelation. Not one person who ever received the suddenly got it without ever having to wait. No, you missed it. Every single time there was a suddenly, if you read the chapters beforehand, and God told them to wait, and they waited upon the Lord, and they waited upon the Lord. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus looks at his disciple before he takes the elevator ride to heaven, and he looks at them and says, y'all need to wait. Y'all don't leave Jerusalem. Y'all need to wait. Y'all need to wait. Y'all need to wait. Wait, wait, because the promise is coming. So I have news for you. If you've been waiting and waiting and if you've been waiting, get ready. There is a suddenly coming your way. Raise your hands. Suddenly your family will be saved. Suddenly all your prodigal sons and daughters come back home. Suddenly the right person steps into your life. Suddenly your body and your mind are completely healed. Somebody shout, suddenly. Suddenly. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, get ready. There is a suddenly coming your way that will change your life forevermore. Psalm 37, verse 34, undergirds the reality. Now, let me show you something.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
I need to show you this. The idea, the title of the message obviously is Be Filled. Be filled with the breath of God, with the freedom of God, with the suddenlies of God. There's your three-point sermon. Amen. Let me show you something. Jason, do me a favor. Step into this. This guy's a war hero from Iraq and Afghanistan. He can do it. It's not his first interesting scenario that he steps into. Let me show you why Ephesians 5:18 is so critical if you understand it. I showed you before that religion requires you to get rid of your own darkness. That's not God. Jesus paid it all. He paid the price. When he paid the price and you are filled with his spirit, every vestige of darkness comes out. Always remember, don't leave any room for anything. Ever. That's why you have to live a life of constant overflow. always, every single day, say, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. He never leaves you. He's inside of you. He's a permanent resident, baby. He's not going anywhere. But every single day, just boom, you. And one more time, if a little bit of this creeps in, either you do it yourself or somebody pours it on you, what do? He filled. That's it. Just get now in the Old Testament. Let me show you what the Old Testament looks like. The Old Testament was interesting because you would ask, wait, Pastor Sam, but like in the Old Testament, where are all these famous guys and girls filled with the Spirit? Well, I'll tell you what the Bible says. The Bible, let me use the Hebrew phraseology that appears. And the Spirit of God fell upon. And the Spirit of God fell upon. And you name it, from Moses to Joshua, and the Spirit of God fell upon Joshua. And the Spirit of God fell upon David the moment he was anointed. And the Spirit of God fell upon Gideon. And the Spirit of God fell upon Samson. The Spirit of God fell upon Deborah. The Spirit of God falling upon, it would descend upon. Now, that's why Hebrew exegete is so critical. This is the way it would look. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, if you want to use theological layman's terms in the charismatic Pentecostal world, the anointing. This is the way it would look. This is it. David, you're going to have to fight that giant and knock him down. So before you fight the giant, you're going to be anointed. And the Spirit of God fell upon David. And the Spirit of God fell upon Gideon. And the Spirit of God fell upon Moses. And the Spirit of God fell upon Daniel. And the Spirit of God fell upon Jeremiah. And the Spirit of God fell upon the prophet. And the Spirit of God fell upon the king. Yeah. But but there's a thing here, see? He fell upon. And there was an issue here. You guys ready? The issue is this. The issue is the law. No one can live up to the law. You couldn't. Not one human being other than Jesus who came along and did it. So no one could live up to the rigidness of the law. And man, the law, sin, moral turpitude, David, you know, watching the Victoria's Secret model on top of the rooftop, Samson napping in the wrong place. They would mess it all up. Even people that have the Spirit of God fall upon them would end up going like, because the Spirit of God was upon them, it was temporary. From Genesis to Malachi, it was temporary. It was never permanent. It was never permanent. Hence, when the Spirit of God fell upon King Saul and Saul messed up, the Bible says that same Spirit said, deuces, I'm out of here, and he left. It was temporary, and this is what temporary, go ahead, dry them up. This represents the law. This represents moral turpitude, temptation, the fallen nature of man, sin. It would dry them up. Go ahead, dry them up. Da, da, da. La, la, la. No, we're not done yet. What are you, union workers? Go ahead. Go ahead. Dry them up. All right, good. There it is. Who said this? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writes about Moses and says, this Moses, hey, God would show up and the glory would be there, but the glory would fade. So much so that Moses would put a veil so that people wouldn't see when the glory was fading. Oh, wow. So then Jesus comes along. So Jesus came along and said, all right, we've done this before. The way we did it with the law, God will walk with you. God will be with you. God will be with you. God was with David. God was with Gideon. He was with you. Yeah, but I'm tired of being with you. I want to go inside of you. I'm tired of doing this. I want to be inside of you. How do we do it? And Jesus looked at the Father and said, I got this. Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood. He paid the price. He said, it is finished. And then he said, I give you my Spirit. And then in the upper room on Pentecost, Jesus paid the price. So now it's not just the Spirit of God comes upon you. I'll show you. It's a new day and a new covenant. So this is it. Nah, here, drink this. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with. Somebody shout like you're filled. Praise like you're filled. Go ahead, turn it on. You're wasting your time. It's too late now. It's too late now. The Spirit of God is not just on him. The Spirit of God is inside of him. That's why he can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 2:27. You have received the anointing, the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of you. You're not anointed from the outside in. You're anointed from the inside out. Are there any Holy Spirit-filled people in the house? That's why the enemy doesn't have access to the Spirit of God inside of you. That's why the gifts and the callings are attached to the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul writes in Romans, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. You can't take them away. The devil can't even take them away because he has no access. He can't get in there. He can't get in there. The moment the blood of Jesus seals you, he can't. I need you to praise like you know you are filled with the Spirit of God. And we're done. We're done. We're done. So what happens when you're filled with the Spirit and your atmosphere is saturated? This is what we call double portion. When you're filled with the anointing, 1 John 2:27, Romans 8:11, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, but then your church has an atmosphere where it is saturated, this is what we call double portion. Now I'm prophesying. This is what your family's about to look like. This is what your friends, Whittier, SoCal, be filled with the Spirit of God. Somebody praise like you got it and worship like you got it. Be filled, be filled. Lift up your hands. I'm going to count to three. If you say, Pastor Sam, I need a fresh infilling of the Spirit of God. I'm so desperate. I see that. I get it. I understand it. I need a fresh infilling. The enemy has attempted me. I gave him a little bit of room and he attempted to. I get that now. I get that. It's a mind kick because he really doesn't have access. But I get it. I get it. All right. All right. I need a fresh infilling. When I count to three, if that's you, come out of your seat and join me somewhere. Ready? One, two, three. Be filled. 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 Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Hey! Lift up your hands, open up your mouth. Be filled. Mind filled with the Holy Spirit. Your heart filled with the Holy Spirit with your hands raised. Your dreams, your ideas, your thoughts filled with the Holy Spirit. Your body, your health filled with the Holy Spirit. Your family, your friends, your followers filled with the Holy Spirit. Everything you love filled with the Holy Spirit. Not just you, but your atmosphere saturated with the Spirit of the living God. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Every vestige of darkness today every single iota of darkness disintegrates in the very presence of the living God. And those thoughts will never occupy your space again. Those actions will never occupy your space again. That inclination, that habit, that weakness will never define you ever again. And your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will not be filled with fear, will not be filled with failure, will not be filled with defeat and a perpetual victimization mindset. Your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Lift up your hands. One of the most powerful things that a lot of people overlook from Acts chapter 2, it says that the Spirit of God filled them, but keep on reading, it says, and it filled the entire house. People ignore that part. It filled them individually. The pillars of fire became customized. They literally fell upon them individually. They went from macro to micro. Macro in the Old Testament, micro and personal in the New Covenant. And all of a sudden, I love that. It says, but not only were they filled, the house was filled. You're going to go back home after the service. You're going to find that wherever there was a little bit of darkness, the Holy Spirit will be occupying that space.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.